Morning, Stosh.
Morning.
Chase Research. You seen Paul?
No, I haven't seen him.
With the railroad?
No, I'm Adrian Pace. I'm with Chase Research. I'm here to investigate the accident for the insurance company.
Okay.
Thank you.
Morning, Paul. What a way to start a day.
Yeah. Morning, Pace. Well, I always get the biggies.
What do you got so far?
Well, not much. No skid marks. I'm thinking maybe a possible brake failure.
How's the driver?
Well, he died en route to the hospital. Looks like we're going to lose the brakeman, too.
What's your liability?
The whole package. Hope you can find something mechanically wrong with that truck.
You know me, Paul. If it's there, I'll find it.
Do your best.
Dodge, you get it back to the shop. Hater Webb may be buying another car to switch over. It's about time you learned the business. I'll stay here and make sure I get all the pieces. I'll see you later.
Paul Otto, 515. Detroit, 9607. Number 19, Warrens, 268.99. Number 22, Taylor Webb used cars.
Yeah.
$333.
1973 Challenger, number 22, should be right.
Hey, Allie, how come you never get called at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Because I live right.
Well, I'll fix your living habit. Tomorrow morning, you can get up at 5 and start tearing down that truck to find out how come he hit the train.
Okay, if Stanley helps me. I think 2 years in the Army gave him brain damage.
Hey, I'll learn the business next week. I don't even know how these switchovers work.
Well, Stanley, it goes like this. Taylor Webb buys a wrecked car. We cut it up and save the serial numbers, the engine and trans, and junk the rest. Then we go out and steal one identical and put these serial numbers from the wrecked car on the new one.
Well, don't the police and the insurance companies check these cars?
Oh, the odds are about 5,000 to 1. Do you know how many cars there in Los Angeles County alone? Over 2 million.
Hey, Stanley, what's your new girlfriend's name?
Jill. Why?
I'm gonna name this car after her, because she's a wreck, too.
Hey, Major, here's your trunk lock and key.
Hey, Stanley, got the mileage?
Yeah, it's 6891 5/10.
Hey, Allie, what kind of tires are those?
They're Goodyear E7814.
Two-stripe or one-stripe?
No, they're two-stripe.
I'm going back in the Army.
I think that's a good idea. Take Carlos with you. He's in a bad mood.
Ah, cram it, you guys.
That's because his sweetie is in New York.
Get the truck in here and get this back body section. These doors loaded. Now all we gotta do is go steal her twin.
Please lock your car. Do not leave articles on the seat. Do not leave parking ticket in your car. Please lock your car. Do not leave articles on the seat. Do not leave parking ticket in your car. Please lock your car. Do not leave articles on the seat. Do not leave parking ticket in your car.
Get mixed up with Pace anyway.
Well, I tell you, Stanley, I used to steal trucks. One day this dude comes in. He says he's made and pays for some insurance company. And he's here to investigate a truck I bought. Well, he walks around the truck, opens his briefcase. And right away, I see these pictures of my truck all wrecked up and stuff. Then he said, Mr. Jackson, do you realize you can go to jail for stealing like you can for lying? Right then, I knew he had me. But he made me an offer. And here I is, me, Investigator Jackson, stealing car. I still haven't been caught.
Atlee, when you came to work for me, you became a pro. The amateurs are in jail. Professionals never get caught.
Well, what about Bush Stockton? He was a pro. Over 400 cars and they nail him.
Well, he got sloppy.
You don't get sloppy in this business.
Jill just became a statistic. One of the 32% of the cars stolen, never to be recovered again. Holy Christ, I got me a V-less in 20 minutes.
Hey, you want me to come with you?
No, they said to come alone. And for $400,000, I'm going alone. See you guys later. Get this place cleaned up.
Mr. Bays, you came highly recommended from our associates in Argentina.
Thank you, Mr. Vilas.
Like you asked, $200,000 up front. This is a lot of money. Those cars must be at the docks for transfer to the freighter Saturday, no later than 5. They must be there. Now, I don't need to tell you the consequences if you fail to perform.
Don't worry, Mr. Vilas.
I don't worry. That's your job. Saturday by 5.
Here's a list and the code names of the cars we're going to need. What was that black football player that played for the Green Bay Packers? Remember we handled loss on his trucks at the distributing company?
Oh, yeah. You mean Willie Davis?
Yeah, that's him. Davis. Yeah. He drives a burgundy Rolls. Here's his address. Now, I want you to have as much of this information ready as you can by the time we get back on Sunday. Now, here's how we'll handle it. What are the first two are Stutzes. Let's see, I codenamed them Donna and Karen.
Yeah.
You'll have to redo this so we can read it.
Yeah.
But just go down the line here and codename them. I want all of them listed this way.
Okay, I'll put it in order, yeah.
Get the rest of this junk cleaned off here.
Yeah.
Also, let me see what was it. Oh, I want you to get both undercover cars serviced and ready to go.
Okay.
Okay? And you'll pick us up at the airport or take us to the airport at 8:30.
Operator. Is this the Kosciuszko Club in Dunkirk, New York?
Yes, it is.
I have a collect person-to-person call for a Adrian Pace from an Atlee Jackson of Chase Research in Los Angeles. Will you accept the charges?
Hold on a moment, operator. I think he's with the wedding party. I'll have to find him.
All right, I'll hold.
This is Adrian Pace.
Will you accept a collect call from an Atlee Jackson?
Yes, I will, operator. Atlee, how come you're calling collect? You in jail or something?
No, but I think we're all going to be. I've been going over this list, and I think you lost your mind. Do you realize there are 48 cars on this list, and 9 are Rolls Royce, 7 limousines? They even want Parnell Jones' big old Bronco. 4 Ferraris, and
Atlee, what are you trying to say?
There's no way we can steal and switch over this many cars by Friday.
We don't have to switch them. Just clean them up, take off the license plates, and deliver them to the docks.
We're still going to need some more help.
Just getting ready to tell Eugenie he has to hold off his honeymoon for a week.
You're going to tell a boss to wait a week for his honeymoon? Good luck.
Listen, Atlee, you just get to work on those insurance files. I can think of at least 25 cars in those files right offhand. And don't worry about Eugene. You just be at the airport to pick us up.
Cars at docks by Saturday.
What do you want me to do?
Why don't you postpone your honeymoon?
Hey, I'd like to help you out. It's my wedding.
You don't seem to understand. We got to deliver over 40 cars at docks by Saturday. We got all our regular work.
Plus, we got three court appearances this week.
That's a sad story. Why don't you call me up in 3 weeks when I get back from London?
Sure, listen.
Hey, God damn. Hey.
Please, Maindry, not here.
You might have inherited most of the shares when your old man died, but your brother and sister have held up your end, plus theirs, ever since. Now, it's about time you shape up, because the three of us can vote you out. Pumpkin, I want him on that plane tomorrow, or he's out.
Madrian, I worry about you and Eugene. You're always fighting.
Do me a favor, let's not talk about him. Just make sure he's on that plane tomorrow, okay?
Hey, I saw the nicest house. Can we go look at it when we get back?
Oh, boy.
Come on, you know I love you. Besides that, it was always Papa's dream that we get married someday.
I know.
I'm a good cook, too.
You just want me to be fat like all the other Polacks.
Yeah, and then no one will look at you.
Hey, we got a contract to fill.
How about after the contract?
We'll talk about it then, okay?
Promise?
I promise.
Look at the house, too?
Oh, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
The Eugene Chase.
Yeah, right here. Oh, Mr. Chase, how was it?
Do it again.
Double or nothing.
You're on. Game's over. Let's go.
Easy money.
Well, I don't want to sound like a drill sergeant, but this is the biggest contract we've ever handled. I don't want any mistakes, so pay attention.
Doesn't he look good with his gray hair?
No, he looks like a Polack.
At least my mother didn't name me Atlee. Atlee, you've been with us for 3 years, and you're about as good as I am. There's Corliss's wig. We're going to do this different. You're going to be working with Corliss. And Stosh, you're coming off shop detail, and you're going to learn all about it. Now, here's a list of the code names. I want you to look at them, study them carefully, and get to know them. That's the only way you're going to refer these cars from today on. Pumpkin, I want you to get on this list of cars, check them all out, see if the addresses are all current, and I want you using only the phone that Atlee here has got tied in the switchboard next door.
Now, Madrian, remember, we're only going after cars that are insured.
Right. If you guys have any questions, just have Pumpkin run a 1028 on them. If there's a legal indicated, that means they're usually insured.
I know it's been a long day, but we got some easy hits tonight. I've got the DMV info on Eleanor, and she lives over in Torrance.
I found the Italia. I remember seeing this picture of Lyle Wagner in Playgirl magazine.
You got any more?
Yeah, we can get part of the Jones big old Bronco. It'll be on display to the racing division.
Good, you and Corliss handle it.
Okay.
Now, one more thing, you guys. All the personal effects go into duffel bags, go to the shredder. We don't want to keep any cameras, typewriters, all that stuff can be traced. Now, there are some new additions to the briefcases. Make sure the walkie-talkies are always on. Same for the police radios in your cars. That'll keep you on top of things and out of jail. Now, this is our new compact key cutter. Have a look at that, Antley.
Oh, yeah. I'll brief Carlos on this one.
Pumpkin, I want you to get as many of the code numbers for the keys as you can. That'll keep us from popping a lock, especially the foreign cars.
Okay.
Any questions?
Yep.
Good. Let's go to work.
Okay, Atlee, go by and pick up Corliss, huh?
Yeah, I'll go get him.
Okay, take care.
Yeah.
And Atlee, don't take any chances, huh? Oh, check out all your equipment.
I'm not a pull-off.
You guys go, Stosh.
Damn, I'm tired. Make sure you always have your walkie-talkie on, and there's your squelch.
Okay.
Okay? Okay, let's go.
Gentlemen, this is Bill Burke tonight, annual Turkey Neck Grand Prix, 23rd running of this national championship event for the United States Auto Club Midget Division. Tonight we will be pitting some of the fine driving talent of the United States Auto Club organization against some of our very fine local Southern California drivers. We have a fine variety of automobiles in attendance here tonight. We have Sesco Chevys, Waffenhausers, and the Mighty Might, the VWs. Interesting thing about the one before our eyes here is the mighty little VWs take on the mighty Humvees and the Sescos. Side for this evening's trophy presentation to our feature winner, a gentleman whose name is synonymous in automobile racing here in the Southern California area, championship car owner of the Indianapolis 500 for the past 26 years, and your host here at Ascot Spartan, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. J.C. Agajanian.
Thank you.
One male occupant.
10-4, all units stand by. The VK-9U is in the blue 72 door, southbound Crenshaw from 186. One male occupant, license unknown.
Really, Bolt, terrific game. I hope she gets on our league. I do, because she is really good.
Oh, I know it.
Suspect vehicle involved in TA at Crenshaw and 210th Street. Suspect still southbound on Crenshaw towards Sepulveda.
10-4, all units in the area of Crenshaw and 210th Street. A blue Plymouth is southbound from the TA at that location.
WK-7, we have spotted suspect vehicle attempting to apprehend. We have just turned south on Van S from Sepulveda.
Mr. Smith, is that your yellow Mustang with a black trim?
What the hell's my car doing here? Honest, fellas, that guy who was in there, he took it and he went out there with a guy dressed in black, honest. I mean, now what the hell was I doing out driving around in my pajamas? I was out walking my dog.
WK-7 will be 10-19-15 to Harbor Division, 23-102A looking.
Damn.
I closed the door. What do you want?
Where were you raised? In a barn?
What do you want?
What's this I hear about you giving a car back?
You call me in here for that?
Yeah, Mr. Big Shot.
That's why.
So what?
I didn't connect the two until I found that card on the sun visor. H.D. Smith is none other than Harold Dwight Smith. Senior claims supervisor and head idiot for the Kendon Insurance Group.
What difference does that make?
He's denied more claims and screwed more people than you have. And I want to see him get his ass out of this one.
Jay and I want to go on our honeymoon.
The bulletin board says you're supposed to be in court in 20 minutes. Are you in your period again?
One of these days, Pace.
Yes. Yes, he passed away this morning in Santa Barbara.
Of course, we would like very much for you folks to take care of things for us.
All right, Mrs. Weatherton.
That's 3700 Artesia Boulevard, apartment 4. That's upstairs in the rear.
That's right.
Fine.
Will there be more than yourself coming in for the arrangements?
Yes.
There are several members in the family, and
a limousine would be needed.
There will. Okay, fine, then.
We'll send our limousine right out for you.
All right. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's right. It'll be in the lobby of the
Villa Riviera Building, 2206 Ocean Boulevard in Long Beach. Yes, at 2 p.m. this afternoon. There will be a party of 6 going to the convention center in Anaheim. Hello, yes, I would like a limousine to pick up a party of 5... at 1:30 this afternoon. They'll be going to the airport, and the address they need to be picked up is H253 Artesia.
All right, then. Thank you very much. Hello, this is Haynes and Purcell Realtors.
I would like a limousine to pick up Mrs. Haynes and her party at the Tijuana Cafe in Gardena.
And would you please be there at 3 o'clock prompt?
Thank you.
This working has ruined my sex life.
Who'd have sex with you anyway?
Nobody you know, that's for sure.
Will you look at that?
Hey, I think I'm in love.
I'm talking about the car, Stanley. 10 to 1 she left the keys in it.
Baby, I promise you, we'll be in London by this time next week. I love you, too. Okay, bye-bye, honey. You blew it this time.
What's wrong today, Eugene?
We've been asked to investigate Taylor Webb used cars. That's what's wrong. The adjuster that handled a total loss on that Challenger you did? Well, he drove by his car lot and saw that darn thing sitting out there and recognized the license number. Now we've been asked to find out how come that basket case that he bought 5 days ago is back out on the road.
Well, I'll tell you what to do.
What's that?
Why don't you just investigate Taylor Webb in your usual manner? By the time you get around to it, it'll be history.
Adrian, be serious.
How can I in this nut house? Eugene, Pumpkin called me earlier and told me that Jill was sick. I called Taylor Webb, and he wholesaled it to Prince Chrysler Plymouth today. And don't worry, I have the fairy godmother take care of it.
Adrian.
Don't anybody worry. By morning, it'll be gone.
KVL 472. KVL, this is K95. I'm at Prince Chrysler. There's a tow truck hooking up to a car. I'm going to check it out.
194, K4.
Thank you.
Chase Research.
Oh, how could you call me?
Yeah, I'm Adrian. We have a meeting this afternoon at 2 o'clock with Parnelli Jones and the insurance company about this big oldie Bronco that was stolen yesterday.
Oh, you mean Janet, yeah. Yeah, I think I better handle that.
All right, it's all set then.
Let's go, Stosh. I gotta go investigate a theft. Somebody stole Parnelli Jones' big oldie Bronco, and I think it was Atley.
I hope it was Atley.
Hey, Stosh, look at 3 o'clock, the dude with the goatee. Another Eleanor.
When you don't need them, they're all over the place.
She's sure been a lot of trouble, probably because she's the last of the Mustangs.
Sure is pretty color.
Yeah, sure is. She lives at the International Towers. So we have to keep her in mind. Never know, we might need another Eleanor.
Hello, Pete. You're right on time.
Look a little tired.
Oh, I'm nervous and upset.
What's the matter?
Well, it all started Sunday night when J.C. Agajanian's Rolls Royce was stolen. And yesterday, 4 more expensive cars we insured were stolen. If they're not recovered within 30 days, we stand to lose $150,000.
I read about that. J.C.'s car was out of Ascot, wasn't it?
Yes, but here's the clincher. Last night, someone stole Parnelli Jones' big Ole Bronco, which we insure for $100,000. And it's not recovered within 15 days before the race, we stand to lose $250,000.
I bet the odds against that are 1 in 10,000.
1 in 22,000.
I'll bet underwriting is just delighted.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Mr. Jones can see you now.
Thank you.
Really? Nice seeing you.
Yeah, see you later, Bob.
See you again. Okay.
Bye, Bye, Lisa.
Lots of luck in India, Lisa.
Mr. Jones, I'm Frank Aquino from your insurance company, and I talked to you earlier. This is Mr. Madrian Pace from Chase Research.
Pleasure. I understand if anybody can find my Bronco, you can.
Well, thank you. What can you tell us about the theft?
We definitely think it was done by professionals. The police just couldn't find anything, and...
Are you sure it was stolen? I mean, not just misplaced or left in one of the trucks or something?
No, I'm sure that it wasn't misplaced.
Is this a picture of it here on the wall?
Yes. As a matter of fact, that was taken last year down in Mexico.
Can we see the area where the Bronco was stolen?
Sure. Right this way.
Well, they definitely couldn't drive it or put it on the street or anything like that.
Well, it is one of a kind, and
I'd really like to have it back.
Well, we'll do everything we can to get it back for you, Parnelli. Tell me, Frank, does your company have an insurance policy on these two?
Yes, us and 10 other companies to the tune of $8 million. No wonder I don't get any sleep.
Oh, it isn't that bad, Frank. It's all your imagination. You shouldn't let little things like that bother you.
Right here's where the Bronco was stolen from.
Well, it's definitely not there now.
Excuse me, Parnelli, but Jim Cook is on the line.
Okay, I'll just take it down here.
Okay.
Excuse me, gentlemen, but just give my Bronco back.
Well, we can't find it. Frank's company just have to pay your $350,000.
Well, I'd rather have my Bronco back.
We'll do our best.
I'll drop by the police department, pick up the report, and have it in your office right away.
Okay, Frank, I got work to do. I'll see you later.
Bye.
I'm here for Lyle Wagner's car.
What?
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm here for Lyle Wagner's car.
Oh, the car's not ready, man.
But I gotta go. He's in a hurry.
You know Lyle Wagner.
I know. I'm just here to pick his car up.
Well, I really
gotta go. He's in a hurry.
The thing is, man, we haven't had time to wax.
This is good enough.
Well, you take me for your dog finish the job.
Yeah, but he's in a hurry.
You got any red?
No, I gotta go.
Oh, man, it just, you guys...
No, I just saw some guy drive Lyle's car. Now, I'm here to pick it up. Now, where the hell did it go?
Lyle Wagner, man, he doesn't have a gear.
No, I'm not Lyle Wagner, man. I am here to pick his car up. Now, where did it go?
You got rent, man?
Let me ask you one question. You got your insurance policy paid up?
You got any uppers?
Okay, stand by and cover.
Good afternoon, upstairs gallery.
Hello, this is Arlene Bates with Stutz Motor Cars. Does Mr. Simon still own his Stutz? I'm calling to see if he's pleased with the performance of the automobile.
He certainly is. He drives it to work every day.
Very good. That's what I'd like to hear. Thank you very much.
Glad to help.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Send a letter to the insurance company. Tell them that Taylor Webb was not in possession of the car. We couldn't locate
him. We better lay off of Taylor Webb's car.
Just lay off of me, huh?
Nancy's here. Open the gate.
I don't suppose you'd open the damn door.
No way.
Here, hold this.
What do you want me to do with this darn thing?
Shove it up your duper!
Like a Pollock, where's your wig?
It itches.
I'll itch you. Get this damn thing in there and get it cleaned up. Hey, here's the truck.
Oh, this is loaded with junk. Better bring the duffel bags over.
Come on, let's get this cleaned up today, huh? Let's go.
Thanks. Hey, look at the junk in this car.
Yeah.
Work, work, work. Holy shit!
Hey, let's see that. Hera.
You kidding?
No shit.
Let me see that. God damn! We're rich! We're really rich! Look at all of it!
Inside the car.
What the hell?
What do you think this stuff is worth?
Hell, it must be $1 million for
it. You can settle it?
Oh, you can always get rid of it.
Oh, damn. Atlee, where'd you get this piece?
I picked it up on Vermont in front of a poker parlor.
Well, take it back.
What do you mean, take it back? You heard me. Take it back. I'll take care of that.
Who is it?
Police.
The whole damn thing's loaded.
Hey,
Oh, it's you, Hawkins.
Working nights now, eh, Pacinski?
You know how it is.
I know how it is. Gentlemen.
Hi, Hawkins.
Hi, Atlee.
Hi, Sarge.
Evening, Eugene.
Hey, how you doing, Hawkins?
Come on, you guys, let's get to work. What's up, Hawkins?
Well, the shit's really in the fans. Lieutenant's really on my ass this time.
Figures.
You're too hard on me, Pace. Hey, boss.
Atlee, just get to work on a pinot.
What's this?
A Cadillac.
What's wrong with it?
Oh, it's a theft recovery.
Nice.
Like that, huh?
What are you doing out this late at night?
I just finished taking a report down at Whittlesey Motors. Seems someone ripped off a Manta.
What's a Manta?
It's the 35th expensive car stolen in 3 days. You heard about that, didn't you?
Listen, all I hear is the insurance company screaming at us every time they lose a lousy dime.
Major.
Comfort.
Why don't you back this up so Eugene can get in the office there? Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Get up, would you?
Yeah.
Thanks. Forward!
That's good.
Ooh, I've been working too hard. Look, do me a favor and keep your ears open for me, will you?
Sure, Hawkins.
You know something, Pacinski? There's probably been 5 more cars stolen in just the time I've been here.
No, I don't think so, Hawkins. Good night.
God damn, are we lucky.
Look, I say we peddle this stuff right now.
We'll talk about it in the morning.
No, we're gonna talk
about it in the morning.
Adrian, we have to give Eleanor back.
What are you talking about? The contract's filled.
She's not insured. Here, look for yourself.
You gotta be kidding. Owner desperate. 73 Ford Mustang stolen from 18511 Mariposa, Gardena. Not insured. Please return. No questions. Pumpkin, I'm tired. I'm not Superman. Look at that. That contract is filled.
Adrian.
Damn you, Bees! Where's that Eldorado?
It's gone, Eugene.
What'd you do with it, you son of a bitch?
I burned it.
You burned $1 million worth of heroin?
I'm gonna give Eleanor back, but only because of one reason. I know where there's another with the International Towers in Long Beach.
Okay. Get him cleaned up!
Adrian.
We go out and we do the impossible. Steal 48 cars, get them to the warehouse with hours to spare, and only Eleanor gives us all the trouble.
We really have to put her back on the street?
I promise, Pumpkin. Hell, if we're lucky, the one we saw yesterday may still be at the International Towers.
Hey, go light your cigar and calm down before you bite the end off.
me speak to Sergeant Hawkins.
Hawkins?
You want to catch that car theft ring that's been bothering you? We'll put a stakeout at the International Towers in Long Beach.
Who is this?
That'll fix you, Mr. Big Shot.
Chef Relief get here.
Yeah, 15 more minutes and we're all through. One Baker 11, 10:28:29.
As soon as I find out if Eleanor is there, I'll give you a call to you take off.
Okay. It's California, 635 Charles King George.
One Baker 11, 635 Charles King George. No want, not in file.
One Baker 11, 10-4. Nothing on it. What do you think? Think he's our dude?
Probably a salesman. Let's wait.
There's your salesman. Sounds like he forgot about his alarm system.
Could be. He didn't know the car had one on it. Pull it onto the corner. We'll run some film on it.
One Baker 11, 10:28:29. California, 614 Henry Sam Ocean.
Thank you. exactly 63 degrees in Long Beach.
Yeah, John, can you give me a buzz?
I think that we have a large police chase going on originating right in front of our studios. I see a couple people. I'm trying to get some interviews. I'll be right back in a minute.
Okay, John, I'll be monitoring for you. You keep me posted. I just got a report from one of our mobile units a moment ago. A big police chase started right here at the K-Fox studios. You stay tuned to 1280 Constant Country K-Fox for that report.
Husband went over to see what was going on?
Yes, he's helping the lady out of the car now.
Fine, Carol. If he comes back, let me know. We'll try to talk to him. Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Jonathan Frick with Constant Country K-Fox.
1 Baker 11, in pursuit following collision with suspect vehicle, 73 Mustang, westbound, 600 block Ocean Boulevard, against traffic.
Male, white, 45, 6 feet,
175 pounds, gray hair, gray sports coat, black trousers, TAs have occurred.
Air Unit 31, you're 1020.
31 over the Queen Mary. We have approximately 12 minutes of fuel left. We'll go shortly.
Now, I told you a moment ago that our mobile unit had joined in to give us a report about a police chase that started right here at the studios at K-Fox. Well, I just got a call a moment ago, and Cal in the Flying Fox has just now taxied for takeoff at the Long Beach Airport. And he'll be flying to the scene of this chase, and we'll be getting reports from both Cal and John in just a moment right here on Constant Country K-Fox. Now, listen to this.
Did you hear that accident a little while ago?
Yes, we did.
We hear crashes all the time.
You hear crashes all the time?
Right.
How come?
We come here every day.
Oh,
was just leaving the real estate office, and this car came flying up over that hill over there and slammed into a boat.
Hit a boat?
Yes.
Involved in pursuit. LAPD units responding from harbor area.
Well, honey, what do you think of it?
I like it. Let's buy it.
I'll kind of miss the old one, though.
Attention all units in the San Pedro, Long Beach, Torrance, and Carson area. Stand by to copy. Long Beach PD is in pursuit of a 1973 Ford Mustang, yellow in color, California license 614, Henry Sam Ocean. One occupant, male Caucasian, approximately age 45, 6 feet, 185 pounds, gray hair and mustache, gray coat, black pants. Reason for pursuit unknown. All units stand by.
Special attention Carson units, Long Beach PD is in pursuit, northbound Harbor Freeway from the Vincent Thomas Bridge. The suspect's vehicle is a 1973 Mustang, yellow in color, license number of 614 Henry Sam Ocean. The reason for pursuit unknown. Suspect now southbound in the construction area.
And is in the construction area south of Sepulveda. Use caution, civilians in the area. Repeat, civilians in the area. Assist code 3.
All units in pursuit. LA Sheriff's Department is positioning units parallel to the freeway and monitoring.
Thank you.
31, year 1020 and ETA, Harbor Freeway and Sepulveda.
Air 31, we're at the airport. We'll be about 15 to 20 minutes.
Air Unit 31, 10-4.
Man, check her out over here, man.
Ooh, oh, goddamn.
One Baker 11.
One Baker 11, come in.
I'll get it out. I'll make out. Let's go.
Pursuit is going again. Baker 11, are you still with the pursuit?
Where in the hell do you think we've been? At the coffee?
Thank you.
vehicle is now on northbound Harbor Freeway from Sepulveda, approaching the city of Carson.
Units involved in the pursuit. Highway patrol helicopter en route. Firestone 16 advising he's northbound on Figueroa. He has just spotted the Long Beach PD pursuit vehicle southbound Fig at 220. As a result of that TC, they need an ambulance at Figueroa at 220. Pursuit is now northbound Figueroa from 223. Advising another TC has occurred at that location. 1410-4 in the ambulance.
Suspect is now northbound Figueroa from 223 Street.
Fire Department Radio 20 here. We need rescue at 220 in Figueroa.
Use caution at these intersections. Figueroa and Carson Boulevard. Carson and Main Street. Carson and Avalon. Main and Victoria.
An ambulance is needed at 223 in Figueroa.
Hey, B.
Yeah, man.
afternoon. I'm Daryl Forrest here with Mayor Sack Yamamoto of the city of Carson for the groundbreaking ceremonies of the new sheriff station being built here in Carson. In February of 1968, the city of Carson was incorporated, and since then it has grown to be one of the fastest growing cities in the Southern California area, with a population of over 82,000 and an assessed valuation of nearly $350 million and no property taxes. Mayor, how does the city feel about the new sheriff station being built here in Carson?
We really all feel that this is an asset to the community and will give us better service to all the outlying community from Palos Verdes all through in this community, sir. In fact, this will be the headquarters for all the sheriffs, and we feel it'll be a big asset to the city, sir.
Where did the funds come from to build this?
It came from the city.
Excuse me, Mayor. There's something going on here, and it's some kind of action. Let's find out from this officer exactly what's happening. What's happening here, officer? The officer is now calling in. Officer, what's happening right now?
Units from another city are in pursuit in our area. I was advising the dispatcher, and they're aware of it.
Yes, there's a pursuit. Units have been advised. As of right now, we don't know exactly what's happening.
I just came out of that store, and there comes this car barreling down the street, and I was so scared, I ran back in the store, and I saw...
He was going down the street, and you ran...
down the sidewalk.
The sidewalk?
Yes.
The road, man. It's unreal, man. He's almost ran the trees down, killed about 500 people. It's unreal, man.
Western Avenue, so we have to hurry. I get the cars in the covered area, and we're going to set up a roadblock in the street. Now let's move.
Man, I think I hear him. Get ready to move. Shotgun.
Roadblock.
Stand by.
You're surrounded. You can't escape.
This is Joaquin.
Mr. Joaquin, I don't know how to tell you this, but this whole place is a mess.
I mean, the front line got wiped out. On the used car, there were some police chasing somebody. I don't know what it was. It all happened so fast.
I'll be right there.
Redondify, this is Mobile Rescue 2. We're at the scene of a four-car collision with multiple injuries. Respond to ladder truck code 3. We'll need the jaws of life. Have good you respond.
All units, suspect vehicle has left Moran Cadillac. It is westbound on 190 Street. Redondo advises they have a mobile TA at Flagler and 190 Street. Accident is unrelated. Repeat, unrelated to Long Beach pursuit. The area is closed except for emergency vehicles. Suspect is headed in that direction. Use caution in that area. Repeat, use caution in that area.
ETA 12 minutes.
Long Beach where the traffic isn't moving too well. It's all jammed up with wrecked cars, tow trucks, ambulances, and John Frick. Right, John?
And I ruined my perfectly good umbrella.
And you know, we haven't had so much excitement here in Long Beach since the arrival of the Queen Mary. You just heard a report a moment ago from Cal and the Flying Fox. You stay tuned to the Hal McLean Show for continuing details. Don't move.
Is this your car?
Oh, yes it is.
Good, would you mind coming back to the manager's office? We have to rewash it.
Rewash the car?
Yes, we have to rewash it. Just come back to the manager's office and I'll bring the car back there for you. It'll only take a minute.
Oh, all right.
Are you Mr. Hal McLean?
That's me.
Sergeant Hines, Long Beach Police Department.
What can I do for you?
Officer Parks. Are you the owner of a 1973 yellow Mustang, California license number 614-HSO?
Sure sounds like my car, all right.
This bulletin from the KIIS newsroom, a high-speed police pursuit starting in Long Beach, is now in the...
Billy, you gonna get a ticket for this, man.
Man, you polluting the air.
I hear you.
How are we gonna pick up the prize in this shit, man?
Oh, man, we ain't going nowhere in this shit.
I hear you, man. I'm not going nowhere in this.
Hit the joint, man.
You think we'll make it to the junkyard, man?
I don't know, man.
I hope so, huh? Oh, I hope so.
Ask all motorists to stay out of the area. Roadblocks are being set up all over that section following a daring, spectacular escape by both the car and driver, having now eluded police for over 40 minutes. Stay with KISS for further details.
Well, I've been waiting. Where is my car?
Well, what kind of car is it?
It's a yellow Mustang.
Freeway.
That's at the license.
1 out of 9, we have suspect matching description and suspect vehicle in custody at the Rosecrans Car Wash, 190 Tonanza. Attention all license. Units, suspect has just been apprehended at the Rosecrans Car Wash, 190 Street, and Tonanza. Repeat, suspect has just been apprehended at the Rosecrans Car Wash,
have a nice day.
190 Street, and Tonanza.
Yes, officer.
Stay right on 190th and take you right to the Harbor Freeway.
Thank you very much.